With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Starting today, millions of Americans won't be getting their normal food assistance benefits because Democrats in the U.S. Senate have repeatedly voted against reopening the federal government. And while Democratic lawmakers say their intransigence is aimed at protecting health care benefits, on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, one White House correspondent disagrees. Philip Wegman, who reports for RealClearPolitics.com, says many Democrats are actually focused on funding abortion.
There's nothing in the statute that prevents these dollars from going to abortion. And in fact, just this summer, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, you had Maryland dip into a $24 million Obamacare fund to provide abortion services for women coming from outside of that state. So for, you know, conservatives and the pro-life lobby, this is their brick wall.
President Trump is putting Nigeria on notice for its ongoing persecution of Christian believers. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president says Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria and that his administration will designate the West African nation as a country of particular concern. That designation does not necessarily mean that sanctions will be imposed, but is one step ahead of that. The president writes in a social media post that radical Islamists are responsible for the mass slaughter of thousands of Christians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
With anti-Semitism on the rise, many Jews are feeling less welcome where they live and returning to Israel. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren.
I travel around the Jewish world. Recently been in Hong Kong, Singapore, Australia, and the Jewish communities there really feel that they may not have a future there, particularly in Australia.
And Dr. Oren made his comments to the Salem Radio Network on Wall Street Friday. The NASDAQ was up 143 points. This is SRN News. Do America's pastors really understand America's families? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new survey from the Barna Group, half of the country's church-going Christians are not sure that clergymen fully grasp the way that family has changed. In fact, the nuclear family, mom, dad, kids, is no longer the dominant arrangement in the U.S. with the growth of single moms, blended families, and those that now include older relatives who cannot be on their own. Barna says 90% of pastors still live in a nuclear family. Michael Harrington reporting.
If Zohran Mamdani wins New York City's mayor's race, he would become the city's first Muslim mayor. But his election would also shatter another long-standing norm, namely that New York politicians remain fiercely supportive of Israel. Mamdani, a democratic socialist and staunch supporter of the Palestinians, has described himself as anti-Zionist. This is SRN News. A third man has been arrested and charged in the killing of a congressional intern in the nation's capital 4 months ago.
18-year-old Naquan Antonio Lucas has been indicted on first-degree murder and 15 other charges for the killing of Eric Tarpinian Yakim at Granby, Massachusetts. Lucas has pleaded not guilty. The 21-year-old intern died after he was hit by a stray bullet near Washington's Mount Vernon Square on the night of June 30th. Authorities last month arrested two 17-year-old suspects being charged as adults. Rich Thomason, Washington.
30-year-old dealmaker Matt Swain has sold his private equity platform, Triago, to Houlihan Lokey in a deal reportedly exceeding $100 million and marks a major milestone in the niche market of so-called directs. That's single company investments by family offices. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.